Satnam, everyone. February 2nd, 2016. And we are here on planet Earth, those of us that are here working with this beautiful heart-opening ascension while in our bodies process. And our guides and angels, Sri Singh's up here smiling at us, Yogi Bhajan, and the band of angels and the gurus, so call in that beautiful ascension frequency, purple violet ray into your heart chakra for whatever particular transformation that you need. They're directing, say, just go into your own heart, which is our portal for mortals that they connect with us through, and just go into your heart chakra. And they're saying, allow them to just uplift you, heal you, and think about whatever it is that you want to create, want to release, want to move into, and whatever's happening with that. They're saying they're here to assist, and they're adding light and energy and harmony and everything else to that, to whatever you want. So focus for a minute on what it is that you'd like to transform, work with on this call during this month. Okay. We have to name it. That's the Satnam. That's the Nam. Nam is the naming of things. So we that's our job. We have to name what it is that we want help with, and then we can interlink with the divine assistance, since we all have free will, and they're very respectful. They're totally available and respectful of our own free will, and it is us that need to remember that we have free will, and that we're using our free will in every minute with our thoughts, with our hearts, with our emotions. So it's not about the guides. They're remembering that we're using, and they're saying, the power of our free will more than we know. So what their suggestion is right now is to really feel our free will and our freedom in our physical bodies at this time, in our heart chakras, and let that feeling of freedom come into our whole bodies, our whole mind, our all of our 10 bodies, and connect with that feeling of freedom, and have the word free and freedom be the word that we emphasize. And the will part, that's the part where they're saying to go to name the Nam, the Satnam, to make sure that we name, and they're suggesting every day, just name what it is that we're wanting to bring into existence, bring into being, and connect it with a quality. Connect it with a quality, an ascension or a higher quality of being, like, you know, some people are looking, just to use, you know, a regular example, some people are looking for a job, some people are looking for this or that, and they're saying to add what would create freedom in that particular aspect or thing that we're looking for. So if I had a job where I could express my compassion, that creates freedom, because compassion and connection with the heart creates freedom for ourselves and for others. So we're looking at, they're saying in the 2016, as the 9 year and the ascension frequencies increase, we're looking to really associate the states of being that accelerate the extensions, the ascension. So we're moving out of just the attachment to what seems to be 3D success into galactic, or into success way beyond what we've been programmed to believe is successful. So that's what they're suggesting for us. Okay, great. Nice. So let's just breathe into that and feel that expansion. And I'm sort of getting these visuals of like angels fluttering their wings, which is just an energetic visual representation of they're moving with us. They're walking with us. And in February, last month we talked about 2016 being a 9-year. February is a 2-month. So we'll talk about what the 2 and the 9 walking hand in hand mean with us. So what's the 2 and the 9? The 2 is the number for relationships, for the other. So 1 is our soul, as we know, on the 10 bodies chart. 1 is our soul. 2 has to do when we move into relationship. So in February, in this 2 months, we want to think about what relationship means in a 9 year. And 9 is transformation and the subtle body. So in this 9 year, we're transforming our relationship with our subtle body, with the infinite. So what we want to do is have our main relationship and relationships, whether it's relationship with our mind, with others, intimate relationships, friendships, relationship with our soul, have those relationships be of an infinite quality. The word infinity sounds kind of maybe unmanageable, maybe obscure, maybe unknown. But we bring that into being. We bring the infinity of our soul into the known in our physical body, in our 3D, in our physical world. So the more that we can know that our subtle body, our meditative mind, is part of our being, and that's in the forefront of our awareness, then that's what this month is about. So you can notice when you're around people, when you're around others, and I love Reed's example about connecting with one of her yoga students that was having problems, and she just stayed present to him until he could relax and release and go and release whatever was holding him down, whatever was making him feel like stuck and not free, until he could just relax and move more into that infinite flow. And a really close friend of mine, who actually lived in Phoenix, just left his body actually a couple weeks ago. And that was difficult in some ways, sad for me. And I was able to be with him on his journey, his 17-day journey, as he merged back into the infinite. And it's interesting to be with people, and I actually have worked with this a number of times now, and this person was, except for working with my mother, this person was kind of the closest person to me. So I had a pretty vivid experiences during those 17 days, which ended the end of January, because he left his body at the beginning of January. And when we leave our bodies and move back into the blue ethers, we want to stay into the place where we're in our subtle bodies and we're in that dimension where the masters live, where we live as masters. And the beauty of being in the physical body and ascending in the physical body is we have the opportunity to be in that frequency, be able to be in that awareness without leaving our physical bodies. So it's interesting to watch someone who is going through the process to reconnect and moving out of the physical and what happens on their journey. So it's really great that we get to take that journey and stay in our physical bodies. And there was many pieces that were of interest, shall we say. Many pieces that were powerful on this journey that I was able to experience with him. He had a very close relationship with Guru Nanak. Had a picture, big poster of Guru Nanak right at the foot of his bed, and he'd been sick for a long time, so he looked at that picture every day and communed with Guru Nanak. And so, when he right before he left his body, he was in hospice, and it happened kind of suddenly that he ended up in hospice care, because he had been at home and we had been talking every day. And it took me a few days to figure out where he was, but when I figured out where he was, I tried to call and they said he can't talk and call back. Finally called back, got a friendly nurse, and they held the phone to his ear for me, which is my request. They said he can't talk, but I'm like, I know he can hear. And I knew that he'd been waiting for me to get through to him, and so I was able to talk to him, and the nurse was so sweet. She held the phone to his ear, and I was able to work with him and remind him to leave out his crown chakra and to just chant Ekonkar Satnam Wahe Guru, or the Mool Mantra, but I don't think he had the Mool Mantra memorized. Maybe he did, but just to chant Ekonkar and call on Guru Nanak. And I could just feel his transformation, because he had been in a lot of pain, and I think he got rather confused, and he couldn't talk, but I could feel, with great effort, he could make noises. He was like, oh, but they were noises of relief, too, that he was so happy that we had got to speak. And I said, it's okay, you know how to leave, you know where to go, you know you're going to Guru Nanak, and everything's going to be fine. And I said, you've just been waiting for me to call. And he said, you know, I could tell. He telepathically said yes and made a noise. So later that evening, he actually did leave his body a few hours later. And I knew he had just been hanging on so we could have that connection, so he could get that relief and he could get that direction and that support. And I said, I'll be with you on your journey. And I was. And once he started passing through the bardo, or the layers of density, as yogically we call them, and he got to the place where he actually was in the presence of the masters, and he was sensing the presence of Guru Nanak and other masters. And it was so beautiful, because there's a part where you have a meeting with the masters, with your guides, and you kind of do your life review. And you do your life review from the mind of the infinite, because our finite mind drops away. So that's why we can look at things objectively. We look at things from our soul, from our higher mind. And that's what we can do. That's the exciting part right now, that we can have that infinite mind. But anyway, so he's looking at things, and he's with Guru Nanak, and he's so happy, and they're doing this life review, and I had, you know, in my subconscious that, oh, when you do your life review, you're going to be judged, and, you know, all these things that I was feeling for myself. And he was just so enjoying being with Guru Nanak, and being with his guides, and being with the masters. And he was just so interested in what they had to say, and he loved talking, and he was so interested in talking with them, and he was really excited, and he was telling me really excitedly, they're really friendly. So I just love that. I just love, and he said, you know, I'm really happy to be here. I'm really excited to be, you know, to be back home, to be merged into the light of my soul. So I had told him before he left, I said, you know, send me a sign. And it was really interesting. I posted this on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and some people know this, but a painting that I did of my soul self actually fell off the wall, and nothing had moved. All the doors were closed. We didn't have an earthquake. And it fell off the wall onto my table. It didn't hurt anything, but I was sitting right there. It really surprised me, and I knew it was him. He actually made this painting fall off the wall, and he said, I love this painting of your soul self, and, you know, let people see it. I posted it on Facebook, and he's like, get your art out more, do more art, and he was really encouraging me to express myself more, and he felt like he was really advocating for me. So there's a really beautiful experience, and the reason I'm talking about it is because with this 2 months and this 9 year, what we want to focus on is getting in relationship, our main relationship being with the infinite, being with the soul, and allowing that connection with the 9 year, with our own subtle body or meditative mind, to really get established in this month. And that's what's going to propel us forth on our ascension, on our liberation, on our karma, dharma, reincarnation, liberation journey, all of that. So that's really what the dominant energies are this month. And we have all this help from higher energies to actually stabilize that frequency of basically making friends with our soul. So make your soul your best friend. Make the infinite your best friend. And know that that's what's going to carry you across and how you can help others. And you can just be present to that frequency in your own self. And then others will, when they come around you, will be able to be more stabilized. Will be able to start to get the frequency of what it's like to actually be in physical form and be stable with a relationship with your own soul, with your own light, with your own infinity, with your own subtle body. So that's our assignment this month. And what we want to do is we want to actually go beyond identification with our tattvas. We want to enjoy our tattvas, as we've talked about, but we don't want to be bound by any of the earth tattvas. We want to move, again, spiritually tune into the infinite, and that's beyond the tattvas. And when we do this, then that's where we can, in the physical body, transcend the attachment to our finite nature and really move into the truth of our infinite nature. Then we can totally enjoy the earth and give to the earth. But the earth is... The consciousness of planet Earth is also infinite. Even though we look around and we see 3D things, the consciousness, the Gaia collective that holds the Earth together, is also an infinitely conscious collective of beings. So what created Earth actually came out of infinity, and Earth wants to get reconnected with its own infinite nature and move into the frequency of being in 3D, being an earthly body, but also being able to be seen as something that's a place to connect with the infinite, not just a place to come and exploit, which is what we've seen in 3D and what we've seen all around us. So we're at the beginning of the consciousness that Earth is the collective consciousness, that Earth is more than just a planet to come to and exploit and have wars over and everything. So we're breaking away from the consciousness of just exploiting Earth. And what creates the release of exploitation is that connection of the infinite, that's just one dimension. We want more. We want more than just what seemingly, if we grab something, that's going to give us something valuable. So it's the collective consciousness. So as we break away within ourselves of our identification with our finite self, then we're adding that collective consciousness of identifying with what's eternal and what's really us. We're adding that consciousness to the earth, to the fifth dimension, to the field of oneness. So we keep building this field more and more and more and more. So that's what the main numerology is for this month. That's our main mission, to be on Earth and help people see the infinity of the truth of everything, which is the eternity of our souls and the eternity of the collective consciousness that created Gaia, not just the Earth that's here just for 3D purposes. So we have a lot of powerful astrology at this time, too. Mercury came out of retrograde, as we know, and we've had Mercury conjunct Pluto, and that has to do, again, Pluto Scorpio, transformation, underworld, has to do with looking at our shadow side. So that also has to do, you could say, our shadow side is that which keeps us connected to the illusion that we're only finite beings. We're not able to look beyond whatever it is. The shadow is what keeps us stuck and frustrated and all those things. So Mercury conjunct Pluto. So if you've worked through everything that you feel is a shadow within yourself, and you can, again, notice the people that come around you or you're around to your classes might be shadow boxing. They might be fighting their own shadows. So, again, as you just hold the space of the light, then they can see for themselves, start to see that there's a greater light, there's a greater existence, there's a greater possibility than being stuck in whatever personality or hypnotic trance that they might be stuck in that's causing them pain. So it's about traveling through the shadow to get, again, into this 9 and 2, making friends with the subtle body and the infinite, making friends with the infinite. Venus conjunct Pluto as well. Okay, well, Venus is our heart chakra, our love, what we love. So can we love all those parts of ourselves that we have maybe stored away and don't feel good about? Can we love those parts of ourselves that we think we don't like, that make us feel limited or make us feel this way or that way? Or can we love our bodies? Can we, you know, Venus. So what's the shadow side of something that you don't like, that you don't love? I mean, even loving the idea that there, whatever's going on the planet, that we send it love, and we've worked with this before, but I'm sure we all do this, but just to be aware that we've got a lot of Pluto going on now, which fits in perfectly with the numerology for the second month in the 9 year. There's going to be a lot of shadow, the possibility of much shadow transformation during this 9 year. 2016 is really, the 9 year is really a transformation of the shadow. So the astrology is just, you know, letting us know that the planets are just beaming us. The planets are just beaming us with this. We've also got Black Moon Lilith, which is basically the dark side of the moon opposite Uranus. And Uranus, we know, brings changes and light. It's the lightning. It's the Aquarian. So that can be sudden changes. And we've got also Uranus squaring Mercury and Pluto for a couple months. So those are all just showing us that we have a lot of beautiful opportunities to transform the shadow, transform the mirror of the world, so that we can begin to see the infinite mirrored back to us. So the mantra for this month is Ekam Kar Sagur Prasad. So we'll enjoy chanting that together, and that's the recommended mantra for this month. So here we go. Thank you.